This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Got your alarm clock set. Have you set your goals for the day? What is today going to be for you? Hopefully we can help you with all of that. The DJV show, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So let's find out what Jennifer thinks is the leading, have to always be the leading element. Although I do think it's interesting to look around at all that. One of the things that I know you love, Jennifer, the politics and what's going on with some of these elections. I thought that the judge in North Carolina ruling that the congressional map being unconstitutional, there's been a lot of focus on that. Do you think people actually realize what gerrymandering is and why or how these districts continue to be redrawn? I always thought that was interesting.
I don't know if they realize what it is, but it definitely determines the flow and the outcome of an election. And it seems that in North Carolina, they may not be ready to vote in the general election because of this. So that's going to be really kind of a game changer for the people in the state.
Does it have to go to the Supreme Court for them to settle it? Where does it go? Where do these decisions come from? How do they get decided?
The Supreme Court definitely is the one that ruled for Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania also had redistricting this year. The story that I have that's trending is out of California, and it does have a political little slant because California always has some fun rulings. But the latest is that suspects now awaiting trial in California will have their bail eliminated. This is a bail reform bill that was signed by Governor Brown this week. And in lieu of bail, suspects will be gauged under a risk assessment system. This will go really well, I'm sure.
They have a credit, do a credit check on the people who are in jail.
Is there a flight risk or not? Or?
Yeah, exactly. So this is going to take play. This will take effect in October of 2019, so about a year away, but this will go into place. And the details are a little foggy so far, but suspects looking at serious violent felonies won't be eligible for release prior to trial, but the majority of suspects arrested for nonviolent misdemeanors will be let go within 12 hours of being booked. How nice is that, according to the legislation? The bill will give officials 24 hours to determine whether other suspects should be released before trial, and that time can be extended in 12-hour periods if they need to. So I guess I understand that they're trying to take out the need for bail bonds. They're trying to take this away. But if you're pulled in, California's already extremely light on crime. We've already reclassified many felonies as misdemeanors, including rape.
There's no crime taking place in California. It's the best place in the world to go and the safest place. Don't worry about the homeless on the street trying to grab your pocketbook. No, it's great.
Right. So if they've reclassified rape as a misdemeanor, you're getting someone who's pulled in, suspected on rape, and you're going to let them out in 12 hours without bail. It just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem like this
minds.
Is the gauging system that we need.
Well, the bail thing is an interesting, and I agree with you, Jen, that's crazy if someone's suspected of rape. That's insane. But in New York, that's bail reform is a pretty big issue, and in the upcoming gubernatorial election, that's going to be a really big issue between Cynthia Nixon, who's trying to, she's going to be running against Andrew Cuomo, and I understand it because in a lot of cases, and in many, many states, it's not just New York or California, people go in to, they get arrested, and they can't post bail, and they also can't do any, they can't get out because they can't afford the bail. And so they're stuck on misdemeanor crimes, you know, low-level pot possession, things like DWIs, things like that, and they can't get out. And then they're just stuck in the system. And they lose their job, then they lose their house, and it's this whole avalanche of things that happen. So in some cases, I do think bail reform definitely needs to be addressed, but to be that lenient against potential rapists, that's insane.
You know, Let's back up just a little bit. Well, let's put a couple of things together here, if we can. You know how I like to do that. The business about government, whether it's state government like in California, or whether it's the federal government, and what goes on or what doesn't go on, or how things are run or how things aren't run. Remember, going back, because we're in election season, primaries this week, next week, and then we get into full-fledged campaigning for the elections in the fall. Who remembers the Chad, the hanging Chad caper from the year 2000, the Election Commission, when George Bush stole the election from Al Gore? You can look at it any way you want to, but the Supreme Court was tilted toward the Republican edge, and George Bush, in my estimation, should never have been elected. Not for any reasons that have to do with his policies or with what kind of a guy he is, any of that stuff. It was it's the technological side of counting votes. Remember that because of hanging chads, George Bush got 537 more votes, supposedly, in Florida than Al Gore did, and that's how he became president, on 537 votes. Which, by the way, was about, if you go back to the election of 1960, when Mr. Kennedy beat Mr. Nixon, the number was in the 500s in Cook County. The election in Chicago, Cook County, was corrupted by John Kennedy's father, and they somehow found 500 or 600 votes that just mysteriously appeared, and they were for John Kennedy, and thus he carried Cook County, and thus he carried Illinois, and thus he won the election. So you look at all of these things that have been going on, and there's one election group that's supposed to watch all of this stuff, right? The Election Commission. But apparently the Election Commission is so broken that there are a lot of people who don't have any faith in the system at all. The Election Assistance Commission, nation's first federal agency created to oversee elections at every level, whether it's local, state, national, but if you look at, since it was created after the 2000 election, it has, according to a posting that I saw, quote, the agency has succumbed to the whims of partisan operatives. In other words, whoever is in charge puts their own hacks, their own lackeys, into positions of power so that you're never going to get a fair judgment. There is quite limited supervision from Congress, even though Congress set up. There's no federal security guideline. The people who have the New York University Law School was asked to check out the process here, and the professor is Lawrence Norden, N-O-R-D-E-N, says that the whole commission has been polarized by partisanship. We'll talk more about that after this.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event, going on now through August 31st. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Last chance to save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing available. Ends Labor Day. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Another store closing? Well, we're here for you. Kohl's, with the best brands like Nike, Under Armour, Levi's, Adidas, Carter's, Hanes, and so many more. For your family and for your home. And the best savings. With incredible sales, Kohl's cash, and yes to you rewards. Kohl's is the best place to shop. Shop anytime online or go to kohls.com/stores to find a store near you. Kohl's, we're here for you.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, let's get back to focus on elections with all, as I say, the primaries this week, next week, and what we know and don't know about how things are being run. There is a suspicion with regard to some of the early vote counts. Matter of fact, I think in Arizona, most of the ballots were early. What happened to Election Day? And what happened to people supervising? And how, if this group, this organization is so corrupt, can we all as voters feel secure about our vote being counted and the election going the way it's supposed to? Is it just that is everything co-opted and corrupted today? Is there anything there's any sanctity to anything?
Is it true that paper ballots, when you mail them in, that they're not actually even counted unless it's too close to call?
I think it depends on the jurisdiction.
Yeah, and they're counted after they start to count them on election day, but they're the ones that they get counted before the results are certified. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So before it's official. But a lot of times the amount of absentee ballots won't make up the difference between candidate one and candidate two. So
right.
Sometimes they're not needed. But in a lot of these elections, they're being decided by 100 votes or 150 votes. Everything is so polarized. And either people are showing up or they're not. And whatever it is, it becomes very, very close. So regardless, we're using those ballots a lot more than I think we ever used to.
So how do we take care of the fear that people have that their vote doesn't count? We've all heard we learned this in social studies and civics classes in school. One man, one vote. One person, one vote. And now I'm not sure that's true. Not even sure that it's reliable. I really wonder about
this
stuff.
I question the electronic system of voting. I know it would be very convenient for everybody to open up their email and click on an electronic vote, but with all of the stuff that's now vulnerable with hacking and with people trying to tamper with everything, I want to take the extra step. I want to go and I want to put it on paper. I want it to be recorded. I want it to be assessed to me so that if there is something weird going on with the election, people can actually go back and trace it back to the paper. I think this electronic idea, which many states are moving towards after 2020, just doesn't seem like it's really going to be all that safe.
No. Hmm. I think everything has become so corrupted. I wonder if these people who are winning actually are winning. And when you look at how close it was back again to 2000, how close it was in Florida, and the fact that George Bush won by 537 votes, and that Ted Kennedy won, I'm sorry, I keep saying Ted, that John Kennedy won the way he did in Chicago, close votes like that in a national election, it's got to be, it's got to be a better way, it would seem. 21 after the hour, food for thought here, DJV.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Undercover telling you what to say.
Ooh, you think I'm stupid, but the truth is that it's Cupid, baby. Loving you has made me this way.
So before you point your finger.
So 23 and change at the hour now on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, and the focus now on music. Kelly Clarkson singing Walk Away at the U.S. Open. Arthur Ashe Stadium in Flushing, New York. Kelly Clarkson on hand to deliver a rocking opening as the ceremony began. I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, is Kelly Clarkson a country artist? Is she a pop artist? What is the definition? And is the definition of any value anymore under the
surface? She's a pop artist.
Yeah.
She has some crossover appeal, I think, when she does her... She did a duet with Reba, a couple of things, but she's a pop artist.
Yeah. She was on stage for about 10 minutes, delivered six of her biggest hits. Since You've Been Gone, Is Independent and Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You, that's the one that I know and like, probably of all of her songs, the best. The tennis stadium wasn't the best for a concert audio, for sure. Her voice carried far and wide. She also utilized practically every inch of the court for her stunning performance. That's a word used by people who were there, quote-unquote stunning. And now, fans are calling for her next production to be brought to Atlanta for the Super Bowl next year. Is she Super Bowl material? Has she been around long enough?
Great.
Would she be good?
Yeah.
She won when? She's been around, what, 14, 15 years? How long has she been around? Kelly Clarkson.
Since American Idol started, which was...
Was she in the first year or the second year?
She was the very first winner.
Yeah. She was the first winner.
I would watch this. I just think that she's, you know, we talk about like America's sweetheart. I think that she's definitely one, at least one of them. People love her. And her songs are just kind of universally, everybody knows them. If Since You've Been Gone comes on, everybody knows and sings that song.
So who's, where is the, this is the I suppose, $54 question. What would have happened had there been no American Idol? Would she have been discovered? Would she be as big as she is today? That's one of those what ifs. But
good question.
Yeah.
She was basically a demo singer. So when songs are written by songwriters, well, when songs are written by songwriters and then they send them to artists, they need someone to sing the song on the demo. And that's what she did. She was a demo singer. She sang, she had a Christina Aguilera song that she ended up actually releasing herself once she became famous, but she was singing on the demo for it.
Huh.
You have to have somebody who has, like, really good pitch and a really good voice to showcase
and knows
the song.
Music. Really knows music,
But demo singers don't make a lot of money, so she may have been a demo singer for the rest of her life.
Isn't it
They're
weird
all
how
great
that works?
Singers.
I guess it just comes down to charisma or what kind of, like, personality you have. But it's, all of these people who are background singers and demo singers, and they never make it, and then you have all these celebrities who can't really sing that well.
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some other country music. There's a new Roger Miller track being released from his tribute album of his five top ten hits on the Billboard chart. Roger Miller, certainly best remembered for King of the Road, which is playing right now. But that's not him, because he's part of the tribute. There are a lot of vocalists on the King of the Road. Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, Kris Kristofferson, Dolly Parton, Eric Church, Randy Travis, Dwight Yoakam, Bill Anderson, Glenn Phillips, Dean Miller, Sean Camp, Mandy Barnett, Brenda Lee. Wow, it's a pretty broad spectrum.
Kind of fun, yeah.
I mean, look at the ages of. I go back to Bill Anderson. My God, he was a big country star in the 60s. Brenda Lee as well. They're all on this song. Frank, you're up here, will you? That's the album.
I ain't got no cigarettes, all but 2 hours pushing broom.
Pretty cool, huh? 28 past the hour.
King of the Road.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. He was an American hero.
I hope that he stands as a lesson for all of us.
Senator John McCain, lying in state in a rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol. People stood on the side of the road to salute the hearse carrying his flag-draped casket to the rotunda. McCain's wife Cindy and seven children attended a short service where the senator was remembered fondly. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey paid tribute to him, saying he had the same type of strength and determination as his 106-year-old mother, Roberta.
You raised a remarkable son, and we are truly blessed that you are among us still. When we look to you, there's no doubt where John McCain inherited his determination, resilience, and tenacity. It was built into his DNA.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off one more meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, let's find out what's going on. DJ V Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen at the controls. So, Victoria, it is your honor and privilege to bring us up to date on something very important.
Well, the U.S. government is investigating whether a fugitive Malaysian financier laundered tens of millions of dollars and then used that money to pay a legal team that included, now that I'm a New Jerseyan again, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and a lawyer by the name of Mark Kosowitz, who is a longtime Trump lawyer. So the Wall Street Journal is now breaking this news, saying that court filings say that a businessman named Joe Lowe is alleged to have played a key role. Joe Lowe.
J-Lo?
Not J-Lo.
Yeah, this is Joe Lowe. He is alleged to play a key role in the embezzlement of $4.5 billion from a Malaysian fund known as One Malaysia Development Bid. There is reportedly no indication that the people who received the payments from him were aware that this was laundered money. But Leonardo DiCaprio was also, he got kind of roped into this too. It was apparently a pretty big finance scandal, not necessarily a pyramid scheme, but something along those lines. And then Leo was forced to return the funds tied to the scam. So now the Justice Department is investigating Lowe's potential use of two other people to facilitate the payments through this international financial scheme. So I don't know that... maybe what would happen is Mark Kasowitz and Chris Christie may have to return the money they were paid by him, but I don't think that they're going to be in jail or anything like that. I don't know that they really did anything wrong, except they just had bad taste in clients.
Really?
Who they chose to represent.
Bad taste in clients. Hello. Yeah. Here's a check. Okay, I'll take it. What do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. All right, elsewhere around the nation and around the world, China may be moving away from enforcing the old limits on the number of children that one can have. There's a new draft of China's civil code, which does away with what they call family planning. The revised code will be adopted in the next couple of years. A couple of years ago, the Chinese government restricted families to two children at the most. And that's on the heels of them actually wanting, in the previous 10 years, to have women who were pregnant with female fetuses to get abortions, so they could have more men. Now, they have a real problem with men wandering literally from city to city, town to town, looking for jobs. The homeless population in China is something that nobody talks about. The homeless population of men in their 30s and 40s, there's been an influx. This also, the government doesn't talk about this either over there, of gay men, for, I guess, reasons that are fairly obvious when you look around, there's no women. And then this almost like a troop, an army of people going looking for jobs. It's one of the things that is very, very seldom talked about or a focus of people in China or outside of China. Anyway, so now you can have two children. Last year, 17 million children were born in China, a decrease from 18 million the year before. Some outlets speculate the Chinese lawmaker is considering revising the family planning policy after the government earlier this month revealed a new postage stamp for the upcoming Year of the Pig. It shows two parents with three piglets.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
Aren't you so happy we all woke up here today?
Oink, oink.
Where the government's not telling you how many kids to have.
Yeah, right. We're putting...
The government here is going to start paying people to have more kids. A lot of... You know, the
tax
global
incentives.
Birth rate... Yeah, the global birth rate of developed nations is down almost everywhere.
Yeah,
so.
but how many people can the planet cannot serve?
Right.
The quality of the soil around the planet has been depleted so much by things like Roundup. People have no idea. This is maybe, all right, so it's time for me to put my Farmer Doug hat on. What's happening on the farm? You have no idea, ladies and gentlemen, how the planet has been affected by Roundup and its equals at Monsanto and Bayer and Dow and DuPont. The ability for us to grow food that will sustain us as the population increases, there are two problems here, at least two problems. One of them is we keep eating up land to build houses for more people to live on. That's number one. It's more value. We are so screwed up. Our values are so effed up because we value the dollar is more important than the food that comes from the land. So we're pushing family farmers out. The family farmers, in order to pay off their mortgages, have to sell the land because we don't value the farmers and the products that they're growing, so they're all broke. And now we have Roundup coming in over the last 40, 50 years and basically ruining what soil we do have. And it's not just in America. It's all over the world. These buzzards have they've basically ruined our ability to grow good quality food. So with more people, you want to have more people? We can't sustain now. There isn't, you know, I've said this how many times, and I really mean it. It becomes more obvious to me every day as I look the scenes over the scenario of what's happening just in our country. If we don't stop screwing over the family farmer and screwing the land, Mother Nature, we will never mind be the, we're now considered the food basket to the world. We're not, in 50 years, we won't be able to grow enough food to serve ourselves. We won't. And it may not even take 50 years. It may only take 20, 25 years. If we don't wake up to this, this is one of the most serious problems that confronts our country and the planet, and we don't realize it. We're not looking at it in a way that makes any sense. We just want cheap food. We don't care where it comes from. So you want to die early of some horrible disease, eating the crap that's there? I don't want to do that. So I am careful, but it's harder to find. I know what I do to protect the 800 acres or so that I use. No chemicals, none. But some of the soils that have been depleted because we use all these chemicals and we put fertilizer to grow the product, the produce, but that's because there's not enough goodness in the soil to grow it. Normally, hello, look back at the history of growing food. There wasn't commercial fertilizer around 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 10,000 years ago. So how did we sustain ourselves? We planted food, we planted seeds, grew the food, and put what was left over from that which we had grown back into the soil to act as nutrition for the soil. Now we don't do that. It's very dangerous. And the more people, the thing that's obviously tripped my conversation about this now is having more people. We don't need more people. We can't handle more people.
The idea isn't for the government to limit how many people you can have.
That's
because
the idea
in China,
of that,
then
yes.
You have them start killing women or you have them start handing off babies.
Well, there's
to
two aspects
that
of this story. Right.
Well,
you're right about that.
They don't want them.
Yeah. Right. And now, but can we handle them? So it's interesting, at NASA, the administrator there, James Bridenstine, guaranteeing the agency is going to be back in the business of carrying humans into low Earth orbit. I think it's, I was looking at this and thinking how wonderful it is that we now are launching American rockets from American soil. So you see how my mind works. I went from one soil to soil. Anyway, that is good news, by the way. The last time we sent a crew into the space lab was 2011, Atlantis. Since then, we've paid the Russians $82 million for every person that has been brought up to. Can you imagine? You talk about a yensing. These guys know that the Russians know that they're the only ticket to get up to the space station. So they charge our government, $82 million a year and use that to create more ways to hack into our elections. Congratulations. This is like giving the Chinese money so that they can loan us back our own money and try to take over whatever they can take over. Disgusting. Anyway, so the good news is that we have NASA. Well, SpaceX is supposed to, they have a capsule. Boeing's got a capsule. So they'll be using those to get the crew up to the International Space Station. So they contracted SpaceX and Boeing to do that. Okay. I'm out of energy for a moment. Would you like to hear a couple of good commercials? Everybody would like to hear a couple of good commercials. Raise your hands, please. Look at all those hands going up. Mm. All right. In a matter of moments, back with more conversation here on the DJV Show.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely. My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com. And stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Hey, Dad, want to shoot some hoops?
In a bit, buddy. I promise.
Allegra knows that allergy symptoms can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
I'll just play by myself.
For outdoor and indoor allergies, get Allegra. It's the fastest non-drowsy allergy relief. It starts working in 1 hour, helping you break through your worst allergy symptoms with continuous 24-hour relief.
Yes!
Great shot, buddy. Let's play another game.
You're on, Dad.
Get Allegra and get back to the moment. Among single-ingredient OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use as directed.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
On the radio and podcasting, check out DV. Say it again, Doug. There it is. DJVShow.com. So, Jennifer, the CEO of Google, was slammed for refusing to testify before lawmakers at the Senate. What was the invitation for, and what happened?
Well, there's just been a lot of push about social media outlets and search engines, if they're really biased or not. And so this has been the source of a lot of controversy. Trump has been on Twitter saying, look, these Google results are biased. They're going to these news outlets. They're not equally returning results on for all kinds of news outlets. And he warned them to be careful. The CEO said that he would not. He turned down the opportunity to be invited to testify to defend his company. And that disappointed a lot of people in the Senate on both sides of the aisle who thought he should have showed up and actually pled his case about how Google chooses results to return when someone types in a search term.
Really? So what do we make? Is it not just Google? It's all the way around. So we've become victims of our own success.
Well, I kind of understand, as a business person, I can understand why he didn't want to testify, because Mark Zuckerberg has found himself in a whole heaping boatload of hot water, because he sat there and he had told a few whoppers in front of the committees that he testified in front
whoppers
of.
Whoppers that were true or whoppers that weren't true?
No, a few lies that he got caught on. And so I think this guy is probably thinking, you know, he doesn't want to put himself in the same situation.
Well, so then tell the truth, pal. That's all. Pretty simple. 10 before the hour.
A
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
There's a man whose bark basically is much worse than his bite. Warren Eckstein, who hosts the Pet Show, fabulous way for you to spend a couple of hours of your time every weekend. Go to petshow.com for the podcast, for the information about the information about the information that is important. If you are a pet lover, a pet owner, you need, you want, you must have Warren's influence in your life. How's that for drama, right? That pretty good? You like that?
Pretty, not bad. Do it again.
Not bad. I give you the announcer for the Pet Show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Warren. So, there's a study out this week showing dogs rush to help when the owners are crying. Have you noticed your dog approach you when you're upset, when you're crying?
I didn't see the study, but I talk about this all the time and have for years. When someone's upset or if they lost a significant other or there's just craziness going on in their life, and they're sad or depressed or crying, the dog picks up on that, and the dog or the cat in some cases is there to kind of make you feel better. Yeah, I definitely believe that 100%.
Mm-hmm. See, the study, for this study, the owners and their dogs of various breeds, sizes, and ages were separated into a couple of groups. Dog placed in a rectangular room that was adjacent to a small square room where its owner was sitting behind a door, apparently appearing to be trapped. Dog could see and hear the owner through the plexiglass. I don't know. Who comes up with these things?
Let me tell you about a study that just came out that's a real good study. The survey says that 44% of pet parents turn to their dog over family members for comfort. In fact, 38% of the 2,000 parents surveyed said that the dog is above their kids when they need help, above 31% for kids, and it was 38% for dogs, 23% for husbands, and 38% for dogs. And then they came out with that this is really kind of amazing to me. One-third of pet guardians would consider expressing their undying love for their dog with a tattoo. So I joked last week on my show, what is Jennifer Aniston, Miley Cyrus, and Pink and Warren have in common? We all have tattoos of our dogs on our bodies. So, yeah, it's amazing the relationship. And last week happened to be, last Saturday was a National Dog Appreciation Day, and that's why I did this whole study thing. So it's amazing that people are more apt, and even got to me, people are more apt when they're upset or down and out to want to be with their dog or their cat than significant other or other family members that walk upright. And I agree 100%. When I'm feeling down, I want to be with my dog.
Yeah. I've become quite attached to Daisy May, my new little bulldog pal. She's very sweet. But, man, is she afraid of stuff? I'm finding more and more things. You know, we've talked about this. For those of you who haven't heard the story, I adopted this dog from a puppy mill down south. And she must have been abused. Every time she sees somebody who's black, she runs away. So it must have been whoever was abusing. And I picked up a broom the other day to sweep the kitchen. She was terrified. And then there was a fly in the kitchen. I grabbed the fly swatter to get the fly. She was beside herself when
she
saw
it. How does she react with a hose when she sees a water hose? Does she react at all to a water hose?
Yeah, I haven't really...
Because lots of times at those puppy mills, you know, there's a lot of dogs. They should all be shut down. They're horrible.
But anyway, my God.
They use high-pressure water hoses. If the dogs are barking, they squirt at the dogs. That's why I asked if the dog might be... So anyway, think of this. Think of a dog or a human being that was raised by wolves, that never exposed to any other thing and just abuse and craziness and whatever, and you take that and you put it into our environment. So you have a dog that's had no exposure to anything a normal dog would have other than abuse situations. So therefore, the dog relates to the abusive situations, whether it be a broom, whether it be... And you know, it's not unusual. I've worked with dogs that only reacted aggressively to a man who had a mustache or a man who had a hat. I've gone into neighborhoods where the dogs would react aggressively towards a white person because a white person might have been abused them versus a black. So all of these things, because dogs learn through association. So anything a dog associates in a negative way is going to come back and haunt them later on in life.
Well, how do you get them out of it? How do you make them feel okay? That's what I was concerned. I went to the floor and I grabbed her and I hugged her, held her in my lap and said, you know, to her, it's okay.
It's easy to resolve, Doug, and it's called counter conditioning. What you need to do is find out what the dog is fearful of and take that item or that situation and turn it into a positive. For example, if the dog's afraid of loud noises, start a noise at a low volume with a lot of massaging and petting and increase the volume gradually. So every little thing is something new to her, something she's never experienced or did experience was negative. We've got to turn that into a positive. Counter conditioning, that's the key word when taking a dog like yours and making him into a good family pet.
Because she is a good family pet. She's very good with Miles when he was here, and all the kids she loves is a kid across the street who spends a lot of time with her. He's about 12, 13 years old. She's fabulous, but she's just afraid, and I want her to feel comfortable and okay. So, all right, good advice. Thank you, as always, Warren. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show at petshow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.